the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila.
Life coaches we are, apparently.
Yeah, always. Always and forever.
All week I've just been yelling at you.
That's what I do.
This is how you live.
Listen up. Listen up, motherfuckers. You know what? I'm a life coach for people and for birds. I had to take a broom to a bird the other day.
At your home?
Yeah. Apparently the asshole downstairs.
Do you mean a girl? Because in England that's what they call girls, birds.
Both. But the guy downstairs, he must have lit a bird in the house somehow. Don't ask me how.
Get this motherfucker upstairs.
Because it was like, I don't know, 6:45 in the morning. I'm still sleeping. You know, I'm not getting up for like another half hour.
Yeah, it was exactly 6:45.
Yeah. I hear all this banging and yelling coming from downstairs. I'm like, what the fuck? Because like, he woke everyone up in the house. Woke my son up. Now we're all up early. And then, you know, when I'm leaving the house, because in the morning...
You know what I do when I get woke up like that? I go, and I go back to sleep.
Well, you can't really do that, because my son was up, so I had to get up with him.
Just ignore him.
Hey, shut up over there. So...
Hey, my dog wakes up, I just go, lay back down.
That's a dog. And so when I was taking my son to school in the morning, I hear, like, we're out in the hall, and I hear some kind of, like, rustling. Like, what the fuck's in there? There's, like, a side room off in the hall. Where I keep some shit. And then all out pops out a bird comes flying at me.
What kind of bird?
A popinjay.
No, really, what kind of bird?
How the fuck would I know? It's a bird.
Was it a crow? Was it a sparrow? A finch? Robin? Cardinal?
It was gray.
Oriole?
Eagle? Bald eagle, yeah.
Was it a dove?
American bald eagle.
It was gray, you say, huh? Like a real tiny one? One of those tiny gray ones?
Yeah.
So it's probably like a finch or a literally the other one I said before.
Yeah.
Bald eagle. I'm no bird expert. I don't go bird watching.
I thought you were.
Bird watching.
Is that code for peeping?
Could be.
But
it is, because they're like, what are you doing, bird watching?
With an erection.
So what did you do? You killed it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I stomped it. Easy. No, so look, after I took my son to school and I came back home, I grabbed a broom and I kind of like started. You had to like herd it. Not herd it. Herd.
You heard me.
I heard.
Wow, what did you do that for?
I herded it downstairs.
I'm a bird. I'm trapped. I don't even know where I am. I don't have any understanding of where I am.
But it speaks English.
Why are you punishing me?
And I got it downstairs and opened up the door and got it out. But it was a pain in the ass. And there was like bird shit all over the place. I had to wipe it up.
I probably would have drowned it.
You're always drowning animals, though. That's your thing.
I've been to your house. Where is... What part of this house is it? Wait. Is it the top of the stairs? We got, like, that little, like...
A side room. Yeah. Yeah, it was in there. Yeah. Then it started flying around in the hall. And, you know, I grabbed the broom and started, you know...
And what does it have to do with your downstairs roommate?
He's not my roommate. He lives in the fucking house. Your neighbor.
Our neighbor, whatever.
He's the one who let it in. Because how else is it fucking getting in? And since I heard him make all that noise in the morning... That was probably him. He probably accidentally let the bird in. And now he was like whacking shit around trying to get at it.
It's fucking cold out, man. That bird is like, hey, these feathers, they're not as warm as you think.
I don't know. We put feathers in jackets, so pretty warm.
I was thinking about this. There's a deer laying down in my backyard. I was like,
lazy.
How does that asshole stay warm? Like, he's got no clothes. He's laying in the snow. He can't go anywhere that's warm. Every once in a while, a deer will jump in someone's like bay window. That must be the worst, because...
Oh, my God. Imagine you hear, like, this giant crash, and you think, oh, my God, burglars, and you come out.
You're like, stuff getting knocked over, and...
Oh, my God.
Because they fucking panic, because they don't... They're like, what the hell is going on?
It's like some big buck. I seen one, not just a regular deer, like a big buck with a huge antlers on the street.
You're talking about a creature who's never been indoors before, so he's like, what the fuck is this? Jay Leno, who's that?
Well, you're a deer, huh?
So, you know, he's there, and then you come down, like, holy shit, there's a deer in the house. Like, what are you supposed to do?
That would be freaky, because I'd be afraid of it, like, killing me. Well, it's going to ram into me.
Plenty of people have been killed by deers. There's a couple of different ways. They go into your house like that, and then another
slit your throat.
way is you drive into a deer, they come through your windshield, they live, and they start, like, kicking around.
They're thrashing, and they'll, like, you know, stomp on you.
You're getting kicked in the face repeatedly by fucking deer hooves.
They're powerful.
Oh, my God. Quit it, deer. All right, I'll let you. Calm down. Calm down.
What a way to go.
Calm down,
stomped deer. In the face by a deer. That's how you died.
Why don't you just become friends with them?
Best friends.
All right, where do you want to go?
You can't come in. You got to stay in the windshield, but I'll drive you.
Dude, I'm driving on the street. Like, is there some skinny person standing in the middle of the road? It's pretty late.
It's a skeleton.
And I get closer, there's a deer staring at my ass. And finally, he goes, oh, fuck. And then he runs and jumps over a fence.
There's so many deer around. I, like, every day driving, I see deer.
I told you they take naps in my backyard and all these assholes.
Yeah, but, like,
what gives them the right?
It must be an epidemic of them shits around here.
What gives them the fucking right?
Way too many.
Yeah, apparently the hunters didn't do a very good job this year.
Yeah, because they're everywhere. Tell us,
like, we need to do it. We gotta control the deer population.
You really do. Fucking start killing. I mean, we really don't need deer. They talk about the circle of life and
dude,
the food.
It's a very fragile ecosystem.
They say that, but I don't believe it.
Actually, on the food chain, where is a deer? I mean, deers eat the grass, and that's it.
Hey, I've got a fucking lawnmower, so I think we're good with that. We really don't need deer.
They say, you know, scientists say, no, we need it. You get rid of deer.
They say that, but I really don't believe it. I think we can get rid of a lot of shit. We really, listen, we figured things out.
All right, bats we need, right?
For what?
They eat a lot of insects.
Yeah, we have insecticide.
That's bad for you.
So what? We still got it.
We need bats.
No, we'll manage. If we have a few extra bugs, we'll fucking manage. So I got bug spray.
So you think we could get rid of every animal on the planet tomorrow?
Not every.
Say we did. Tomorrow, no more animals, just humans. You think the world is fine?
It's not fine, but we'll go on.
You know what? I'm starting to be on your side. Like,
we will manage.
Tomorrow, there's no more animals. They vanish from existence, except for humans. It's the only animal left.
We have, like, you know, genetically engineered shit. We have meat in a can.
Oh, I forgot about eating. Yeah, that's the one thing I didn't think of.
Well, like I said, we have, like, meat in a can. We'll get by. We'll make shit.
Well, listen, if there's no animals, I'll be vegetarian. I mean, I'm not gonna. It's like, yeah, I miss meat, but that's all we don't have.
Yeah,
anymore.
But like I said, there'll be meat substitutes. We're eating, like, fucking soy burgers and shit, because that's all we have. That's the closest thing we have to it. It's fine. We'll live. You know, life will be a little different, but we won't all die off. Oh, no, the ecosystem. If that bug's gone, this is going to... Nah, fuck you. We're fine.
The bug's gone, then there's nothing to eat the bug. Then he dies, and if he dies, then they want to...
So kill them all. No one's eating anybody. We're good.
But in this area, anyway... I mean, it's different, like, on the deserts of, like, the savannah in Africa. You know, if you kill all the deers, then the lions will die, or, you know.
Yeah, so what do we need with the lions for? What do you need a lion?
It's true.
Fuck it. All right, lion, you go too.
And it's funny, too, how humans are like, the,
we have big brains.
The spotted leopard is now an endangered species. Yeah, you know why? Because we built all our shit, and they used to live in trees, we cut them all down.
Yeah, so, don't complain. What do we need them for?
If it wasn't for that, you wouldn't exist right now. Hey, society would be small villages.
Hey, how about this? Why don't we knock down your house and put up a tree?
All that shit you have that you like, we have it because we became a better species, because we advanced ourselves to the point where we could have that. If you want to go back to, you know, nomads rounding around looking for berries and twigs.
Did you say rounding around?
Wandering around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. Listen, yeah, I mean, endangered species. Fuck them, man.
Although I do like animals, you don't, but I do.
Yeah, I know, but like as we'll live. Let me tell you something about scientists. They fucking do research on shit they like.
All right, I got one for you.
They find out.
All right, fine. All right, we have a new thing. You won the lottery. You get to pick any species, not humans.
Rich fantasy.
Not humans. But you get to pick any species on Earth.
That I want to get rid of?
Yeah, we'll make it go extinct.
Oh.
You get to pick this year. One person a year gets to pick. I don't know why. We're just fucking...
And we're insane.
Yeah.
How about instead of...
We'd leave to flex our human muscles.
How about instead of one person a year gets to pick something, I get to pick something every year.
Fine. But what would you pick first?
Because I need that power. Oh, you know what?
Would it be deer?
No. I was going to say dog, but I'll give you a break because you have a dog.
Why would you get rid of dogs?
I said I'd give you a break. What? No.
I want to hear, why would you get rid of dogs?
The same reason why I'm going to pick cats. Cats are my first choice.
You like cats.
I know.
Dude, there's no menace. How are the cats a menace to you?
They're not. But can you hear my reasoning first before you start bitching?
Sure.
Okay. I'm doing it just to fuck over the cat people, which is the same reason why I would pick dogs, to fuck over the dog people. There's so many assholes who are just so into animals. They like animals more than people. And, you know, they're all, you know, they're fucking assholes about it. And that's why I would do it. You're a cat lady? No, you're just a fucking lady. Who do you got in your house? Nobody, old bitch. How you like that? How you like that?
First of all,
gerbils are next year.
You are an asshole.
I know.
You're the worst minister of extinction that we've ever had.
That's listen, I'm the only one you've ever had, and the only one you ever will have.
Because your job is supposed to be to get rid of bothersome animals like mosquitoes.
No. I'm not getting rid of bothersome. I'm getting rid of, well, I mean, they might be bothersome to me, not to the world at large.
Mosquitoes? They're one of the biggest... So many diseases are spread by mosquitoes. Yeah.
No. I'm thinking more of me being annoyed by shit. That's what I go by.
You don't get bothered by mosquitoes.
Nah.
You already said you're bothered by deers.
So I got a fucking scratch. Wow. Deer aren't bothering me. I see them. I'm not bothered by them. I drive around and I say, oh, look at the deer. I slow down so they don't fucking dart in front
of
me.
You know, all right, I'm going to ask myself that question. You know what I get rid of? Fucking cockroach.
Yeah.
That would stick it to it. Because they're like... You know what? You heard the saying. You can't get rid of us. Last thing, we're always around. Like, oh yeah? Fuck you, you're gone.
I know, they're millions of... They've been around since the fucking dinosaurs,
they're
apparently.
They're like cockroaches. You can't do anything about them. They'll be here... They were here before us. They'll be here after us. No, they won't. I just got... As the Minister of Extinction, I just got rid of those assholes.
If you want to be my advisor when I'm the Minister of Extinction, maybe after the year after the cat will be the cockroach.
I'm saying you wasted your fucking first year... Your first year of your term... Because it's only a four-year term, and we voted
Nelson. No. For life.
And,
life.
Well, there's going to be a coup.
Fuck them.
People are going to kill the crazy ladies in their hat, and their,
they don't have cats anymore.
And their nightgowns are going to be fucking running. Ah! The claw you're
Yeah, doing. And that's why I got rid of their fucking cats. Then I'll tell them, hey, get your shit together. Don't give me any fucking lip. Or next year, I'll see what else I'm going to get rid of you like.
Meanwhile, you could get rid of cockroaches. A big problem.
Yeah, the next year.
Rats.
Yeah, get rid of fucking rats. Next year. There's more years to come.
You could get rid of poisonous snakes.
Oh, I hate people who are all the snake people.
You get rid of sharks so there's no more attacks.
Yeah, they'll all go. Can I just pick everything? Apparently, every...
I said you had one.
Yeah, one a year. I live a long life, but before I die, everything will be gone.
So one of the problems that's going on now today...
The flu epidemic?
Is incurable gonorrhea.
A lot of shit is becoming incurable because it's becoming immune to all of our antibiotics.
It's like, yeah, we give the antibiotics and it still hurts when you pee, huh? All right.
Well, the thing, you know what? Lucky for us, we don't take antibiotics too often. So when we get shit...
When we get gonorrhea, we'll be good.
I think so, because our...
No, but it's a certain strain.
Yeah, that's true. I think, though, antibiotics work better on us because our bodies aren't used to it.
First of all, I don't have sex with girls that I think would have gonorrhea. Have you known anyone that has gonorrhea? I mean...
They might have.
I guess it's pretty prevalent these days, but come on.
Prevalent.
That's how I pronounce it.
You pronounce it like... You like pronouncing it wrong.
It's pretty prevalent these days, but...
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, like, we all know, unless some chick has a fucking sores on her face and rashes and shit, how the hell do you know if anyone has anything? If they're not telling you.
Yeah, you think there's a hot girl wouldn't have gonorrhea.
You just assume everyone, hey, listen, they look clean, they're attractive, they're fine.
Listen, attractive people are having sex with other attractive people. So I'd say the amount of people, attractive people with gonorrhea is pretty low.
I'm going to say you're wrong.
No, that's... Hear my theory. A really good-looking guy is having sex with really good-looking girls. And so they're never getting gonorrhea. I just think that's the way it is. Poor people have gonorrhea.
No.
Because they're not getting it treated. Think about it. Poor people aren't usually good looking. Good looking people are usually rich.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and disagree. I mean, poor people are good looking too, and
not really, but okay.
Yeah,
I mean, us poor people, yeah.
Yeah, we're handsome, but
models, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Like that model of the General Lee you have.
That's a General Lee. It's the Ecto One.
Still have a model.
Ecto-1A, actually, but
whatever. But listen. Good-looking guys are fucking good-looking girls, and they're fucking subpar girls. They're fucking around a lot because they're good-looking guys, and they can do it. You know, they're catching shit. And girls are suckers. They're having sex with these good-looking guys, and they're catching shit. Everyone's spreading shit around. It really doesn't matter on your economic status. Shit's getting around.
Dude, everyone knows. It's a fucking fact that poor people have more venereal diseases than rich people. Fact, because they can't get it treated and they spread it around. So there.
You know what?
Fact of the day.
No, everyone could get anything treated. Even if you're poor, you just fucking go to a clinic.
I don't care what you can or what you can't. I'm telling you the fact is that poorer people have more venereal diseases.
That's the way it is. I've done research studies and that's not true. You want to see my paperwork? That's what I thought.
What studies? You don't read anything. You don't watch anything.
I didn't read it. I did it. I lived it and loved it.
Yeah, well.
And laughed. Anything else with an L? I liked it.
So do you think you could not get gonorrhea?
Oh, easily, by not fucking anyone. I'm well on my way.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I remember those days when I wasn't getting shit. It's like, man, I don't have to worry about anything. I'm not worried about getting anybody pregnant. I'm not worried about getting any diseases.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, the only thing I've got to worry about is, like, my...
Dying of loneliness.
Some wrist strain from too much jerking off. That's it.
Oh, man. Now you got to switch arms. Go righty because you're a lefty.
I've never gotten that.
Oh, it's like a whole new person doing it. Wow.
Is it?
Dress up your hand like another guy? Or girl. Is that gay if you dress up your arm like a woman?
How would you dress up your arm like a woman?
Don't worry about it. You just can.
I mean, I guess you could put some nail polish and a ring on.
Yeah, it's like, listen, I'm doing a masturbatory fantasy. It's not me being gay, okay?
No, if you're a girl giving a hand job, don't you take the ring off? Because that'd be rough on the dude, right?
Not if you do it gingerly.
So if you're a married man, you can't jerk off with your wedding ring hand.
Listen, I don't know people's techniques, so I can't say.
There's a lot of odd techniques out there. There's those guys who... Like,
I've heard about that.
Guys who are like...
They have reverse grips sometimes.
No, but there's guys who don't even grip it. They just hump their beds.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have different weird things going on, so I don't know. Listen, I don't need to know everyone else's technique. I have my own, and that's what I do. I'm not looking to expand.
Just one time. It was early in my career as a masturbator. I don't know what happened, but apparently I was going too vigorous or something. And my penis swelled the fuck up.
It's called an erection.
No. It was swelled up. It was like... Bruh. Like, I got too rough with it. Like, I don't know. I guess it went too long and too rough. I don't know what happened, but it was all swollen. I was so scared. Like, and you're like 13 or 14. You're like, you're not telling your mom.
Mom?
Yeah, my penis is all swollen. That's an erection. She'll just be like you. Like, no. I know what an erection is, and this ain't it.
Yeah... Maybe you nicked it and you got it looks a weird infection.
No, it was from rubbing it too much, and it went away pretty quick, as I recall. But like I had to stop, couldn't finish.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I thought maybe that would happen to you too.
No, listen, we've discussed before. I didn't masturbate till I was 21.
By that time, you had the technique down.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
You practiced on cucumbers
and bananas. I've ruined so many bananas. You can't eat that after that.
Are you glad you didn't live with a younger sister who she would sneak to the kitchen at night and use the cucumbers and stuff?
What, did your sister do that?
No.
You have a younger sister.
Yeah, but I never lived with her when she was of age. Because you hear about that. Like, if you say you have a sister, you're like 16, your sister's like 14 or 15. Like, she might be sneaking down to the fridge. And the next day you're eating salad, like... Man, what kind of dressing you put in the salad?
Delicious. Oh, my God. It's tangy. I like it.
See, I don't know what it is. I wonder what it's like to have a sister that's closer to your age. Like, is there any shenanigans going on, or...
You know what? It would have been nice to have a sister closer to my age just for the friend factor.
But she's a loser like you, though.
Odds are she would have been. But you know what? Even loser girls have some friends. And probably. Your dog's doing some weird thing.
It's called sniffing.
I don't even know if it's showing up on mic, so I'll just ignore it.
But yeah, if you, I always wondered, like, I always dreamed of having a sister that was my age.
I'm hot.
A twin sister, because then you're like bosom buddies, and she's gonna She's gonna help you get girlfriends.
I mean, even if she's not helping you, yeah, her friends are coming over. You know, you have some cool shit going on.
That is, I should have a twin sister.
Yeah, well, tell your parents.
I'm left-handed, and I always heard that if you were left-handed, that there's a possibility that you had a twin very early in the thing. That was one of the theories I heard once.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
And then the one died, and you lived.
That doesn't sound super plausible.
Why is that?
It just doesn't. Like, logically, I don't know. Just because you're fucking left-handed? That means, you know, being right-handed is the right way, is the natural order of things. That's kind of what it implies, and it doesn't really make sense. You know what I mean?
Listen, you right-handed people are... You're always going on about how...
Well, we are. We're you know...
How you're better.
We are.
I don't buy that for a second.
I don't know why, but I guess it's just the way the brain's wired. It seems that more left-handed people are more, like... artistically inclined.
Yeah, like me. I'm inclined and I'm artistic.
You're a painter.
Artistically inclined.
Yeah. But it seems that way. Like, you know, I'm like musically and shit like that. Interesting. I guess, like, you know, if you're left-handed, maybe just you have a few...
the left side of the brain.
Wires crossed a few different ways. And,
no, it's the left side of the brain. You're more left-brained, they say.
I don't know if it's true, that right brain, left brain shit. If you're more this way, you're more logical. If you're more that way, you're more...
Your right brain's like more analytical and logical, and your left brain is more creative.
Yeah, I don't know how true any of that is. I mean, all these brain studies, I think a lot of it's guesswork. They're not like 100% on any of that stuff.
Well, yeah, it's an ongoing... That's how science is. It's ongoing.
Yeah, so I really don't know if any of that's really true.
So... I was gonna research this, but I never really had a chance. Apparently, there's this new website called TaskRabbit. They're not a sponsor or anything. I'm just saying. And apparently, you can hire people to do like really small tasks for you. Like, if you want to, do your laundry one day, and you're like, shit, I don't feel like doing my laundry. You go onto TaskRabbit and you hire like somebody who's been vetted, and they come over and they do your laundry for you for like $10 or something.
Oh, what if somebody could... I think I get someone to shave my balls.
I don't think they do anything sexual.
That's
on
not there. Sexual. You don't have to blow me. I'm not going to come, but my balls ain't shaving.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
They're so hairy.
But I mean, that would be great. Like, do like, oh shit, these dishes are really piling up. I'm going to go on and log on and get someone to do them for me.
You know what? That's interesting. But how long can that site exist before it is turned into a sexual thing? Because people...
Terms of service, you're not allowed
yes,
to sexual
yes,
stuff.
Yes. Oh, I'm not allowed? I guess I won't. Huh. I guess that's illegal. I won't do that. Okay. That's what happens, though. People who live that kind of lifestyle, you know, in the kind of sexual service for money thing, you know, that's what they do. You know, when Craigslist first came out, the whores weren't all over it. People were just like, oh, you know what? I'm selling this fence. Here, anyone want to buy it? No, pretty soon you got a whore. Like, hey, check this out. And now I have a new resource
all,
to explore.
You didn't go on Craigslist when it first came out.
No, I know.
So you don't know what they had. They could have been all whores in the beginning, for all you know.
Listen, yeah. I'm using logic. So logically,
you're right, though.
The sex trade is going to infiltrate that site.
The internet's like the sex... stuff is like a roach on the internet. It's like anything you come up on the internet, sex is gonna... they're gonna get in there.
It's gonna worm... it wormed its way into everything.
Yep.
So how long before that site is just like full of escorts looking to come give you a massage?
Yeah, I'll do your dishes. Like, they'll have secret codes.
Yeah, on Craigslist they put a dollar sign for an S, and that's how you know. Or they'll say roses. I enjoy getting roses, and the S on roses is a dollar.
Well, when she gets here and I give her fucking roses for my blowjob, I don't hear any complaints. I think I'm literal Larry.
Listen, I take everything literal. You're going to give her, you know, a dozen roses first before she blows you, then she's going to go home.
Is she my new character?
Literal Larry.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
I take everything literally.
Yeah. Did you really think I thought it was awesome? Because you're so literal?
Yeah, literal Larry. He's like, oh, really? It's a good character? Awesome.
Yeah. That's good.
He doesn't understand sarcasm.
Some people don't. I knew a guy. It's not that he really didn't understand it.
His name, Mike Klein Jr.
Yeah. Like, he didn't catch on right away that people were being sarcastic.
Those type of people have horrible senses of humor because they don't get, you know, jokes.
Most people don't get jokes.
They don't get the absurd of jokes. Like, cause the jokes are always, like, they're not really reality jokes. They start off, you know, with kind of an outlandish setup. So people are like, I don't get it.
Yeah. The whole idea of jokes is fucking outdated. I'm done with that shit. Like a straight joke.
I laugh at jokes all the time.
Okay. Do you? A priest and a rabbi walk into a bar. Like that shit. Like a joke. I'm going to tell you a joke. Like, comics don't tell jokes. They might call them jokes.
I heard this joke.
But they're not straight jokes.
I heard this joke. It's like, what do a pizza delivery guy and a gynecologist have in common?
They both don't eat what they work with anymore?
They both can smell it, but they can't eat it.
That's not true.
It's funny.
It's not really.
You're literal Larry, because you're like, that's not true.
No, this is a bad joke.
But is it funny because it's a bad joke, see? This is my point.
I like mine better because... You both get... I think because, you know, when you work like at a pizza place or a food place... You get sick of that food. You don't want to eat it anymore because you see it every day. I think maybe the gynecologist and the pizza would be the same kind of thing.
No.
Like no one wants it anymore.
When you're delivering pizza, you smell it all day, but you can never eat it because it's not yours. When you're a gynecologist, you're going to smell a vagina, but you can't eat it because it's not yours. Although, I think sometimes I'd get a woman gynecologist if I was a girl.
What are the percentages of gynecologists who are... banging some of their patients.
Because I see TV shows where like the guy like pretend to put his glove on and then he won't.
And he's just like fingering the chick.
Yeah.
That was in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Was it?
Yeah. Old movie. Rebecca De Mornay.
Do a lot of girls go to the gynecologist? Because I've known a lot of girls who are just like, nope, don't go. Don't want to.
Yeah, they're fucking weirdos. You kind of need that shit.
Do you? Guys don't need to. Then why don't guys need to go?
To the gynecologist?
No, to die. Like, then guys don't have to go to the urologist or anything.
You know what? Because the vagina is a fucking monster. There's always weird shit going on down there.
The vagina is very... It's a good place.
It's a good place. Okay.
I have a smart vagina.
Yeah.
My vagina can do... My vagina is very right brain.
There's always shit going on down there.
Not really, though.
The penis is just... You listen, you leave it alone, it's fine. Vagina. There's a fucking inner working.
It's self-cleaning.
Yeah.
It kills things that go in. It kills sperm when it comes in there. It
kills mice.
Most times of the month, it'll kill sperms on you.
Kills roaches. Dead.
Well, we would have a roach problem if the Minister of fucking Extinction didn't get rid of all our cats.
Was that this episode?
And prairie dogs. I don't know what the fuck you had against prairie dogs.
What's a prairie dog? Is that a dog?
No, they're like little dogs. They're like, no, they're not dogs. They're a rodent, but they're in the prairie. They're the ones that pop their heads up.
What do they call them, dogs?
I don't know.
That's dumb.
Why do they call it? There's a lot of animals that have, like, names that aren't what they are. I can't think of any right now.
Yeah, but there's a lot. I hate when people do that. You know, you're having an argument with someone, and then they make some claim, and you know that claim is bullshit, and I'm like, okay. Well, then, you know, go ahead and name some examples. And they're like, no, I won't. No, there's a lot, but I'm not going to name any. Like, obviously, isn't shit. Actually, I do that with you. Don't I? You're like, all right, name five. And normally you can't.
Well, there's like different animals, like a jellyfish. Like, actually, a jellyfish is not a fish.
And it's not made out of jelly.
When you want to eat that? Can you eat a jellyfish?
You can eat anything. It's alive.
Is jellyfish the one where if you get stung, you gotta like piss on the guy?
I heard that's not really true. That the like the you know urine isn't really doing anything.
That's the only one way to find out.
Yeah, I have no problem urinating on people, so I'll do that.
You've done that? You've urinated on a girl?
We've talked about this before. No, I have not. Oh, yeah. But I said lived. I have no problem.
You haven't lived, Mark.
I know, I haven't. I haven't done a lot
of things. I guess I do it like if in a shower, but I don't know what I'm getting out of it.
$50.
No, I'm saying like, I don't know if that's turning me on or anything. If I'm turned on, I can't piss anyway. So.
Yes, you can.
You can't piss with an erection.
I don't want to show you because that'd be weird, but you can.
A full erection you can't piss from.
They say that, but then what's a full erection? I'm aroused. I could still piss. There's been plenty of mornings where I got to fucking
take a piss.
Dude,
it's the way it works because if you're getting piss and sperm mixed up, you can't procreate.
Ah, dude, but listen, you still...
Oh, years of science. They're wrong because I have fucking analytical, anecdotal evidence.
Anecdotal? I pissed with an erection, okay?
It's anecdotal evidence. It's one guy's fucking story.
It's not my story. It's my life.
I don't care. It doesn't mean it's anecdotal.
Do you want? Is that it? You want to see? Is that it?
You need a full fucking erection.
Yes. I guess I'm going to show you.
I'm going to get a lady that's so hot, and you're in the middle of banging her, and then I go take a piss.
Well, listen, if I gotta
drink some water. While you're thrusting in her, pissing her. Remember, you can't.
Didn't, who was that who said he pissed in Madonna during sex? Do you remember that? No.
By the way, if you piss right after you come while you're in the girl, that's like the best birth control you can come up with.
Yes, we've talked about it before.
Because urine kills it all, man.
I know.
Do it.
I killed a homeless man with urine.
I think we're less preachy in this episode. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't remember what we talked about, but...
you and your urine.
I think we talked about Mark killing everyone's cat. So if you see Mark, hide your cat.
No, I'm not going to go out and kill them, I mean, myself.
You're in your uniform.
But if I'm the Minister of Extinction...
Yeah, you got that crazy like military uniform with a lot of...
Medals. What we've learned today is we don't need any other fucking animals on the world except for people. We'll get by. We'll be fine.
The only reason we need people is because we happen to be people, and if they weren't around, we wouldn't be around.
Yeah.
We'd have zero listeners.
But we don't need any other shit. We're good. HotshotWizKids.com. You'd be good, too.
Wait a minute. Does that start running shows now? You'd be good. You'd be good. You'd be good now.
Do you hear how I ended the show? And now you fucking want to end
you
it on some bullshit?
You threw me in a fucking thing.
Yeah, I know. Now end it on nonsense. I give an ending, but no, let me tack on some shit.
All right, you be good. You guys be good.
Yeah.
Be good. Be careful, like my mom says to me when I leave.
You hear I'm not going to say anything now?
You just did.
No, I'm just going to let you end it on some bullshit. Go ahead. End it now.
HotshotWizKids.com. Yeah. Oh, that bullshit? Because I don't think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's great.